This week's episode is sponsored by Helio Gas Detection. Hey everyone, this is Letty for the Metal Cell Podcast. I'm joined by Cherim. How are you guys doing?
Woo!
Doing alright!
<We're
good.
laughs> We got good vibes before the Enter Shikari gig in the Academy.
Yo.
100%, yeah.
I'm so excited.
So, welcome to the podcast. You know, maybe for our listeners who haven't heard of you guys before, could you introduce yourselves and your roles in the band?
Okay. So I'm Hannah and I play guitar and do lead vocals for the band Cherim.
Hello, I'm Emer, and I play bass and do backing vocals.
I am Alana, and I play drums and also play the backing vocals for Cherim.
A singing drummer. We love to see him. So how did the band start?
So the band started... it basically was just kind of formed over like a joint love for just music. And I think at the time, there wasn't like a lot of... There just wasn't a lot of queer or like female representation in the music scene in Derry at the time, and it was just like I'd known Alana because Alana, we all played like separately in bands, like Emer played in different bands and stuff when we sort of met at college, like through the tech, and we'd played in different bands, bumped into each other. Alana was the same. Alana played in a band, like a really cool like rock band around the same time as I was playing in a band, and we were doing like loads of gigs, and we were sort of like crossing each other. And I think it just sort of happened. Like it was an idea that, like, I suppose we just wanted to see more representation within the scene because it just didn't exist at the time. And people always say, like, if something isn't a thing where you're from or whatever, you should make it happen yourself. So that's sort of where Cherim was born.
Gap in the market. You saw a gap in the market and filled
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. Great to see some representation in the scene. You know, love to see it.
We need it. Yeah.
100%. And what's the Derry scene like?
The Derry scene is probably, I mean, small in comparison to Dublin, but it's huge at the same time. Like, I mean, there's so many... there's a big group of people, and, like, there's a lot of... What would you call it? Like crossover, like
we've a lot of cross contamination.
Yeah, it's I have nothing but good things to say about the Derry music scene. Like everyone's so inclusive and welcoming, and really wants to like see you do well. So yeah, it's a really cool city in general, but the music scene is very vibrant.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, and you know this is night two of Enter Shikari in Dublin. How was night one?
Night one was amazing. Like being the opener, it's usually very hard to get the crowd going, but we kind of noticed them. There was people straight from the very first song, like singing all of the lyrics and just bopping, which was great. That like people who were coming to see our heroes already knew who we were, which was great. And then anybody who didn't know who we were, we converted them towards the end of the set. But yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. And watching Meryl Streep and Enter Shikari, like they are just incredible.
Yeah, I saw Meryl Streep. He opened for Drug Church as well.
Oh, and amazing!
He was very, very intense.
He is so intense, but like I feel like that is like such a cool part of the performance. You know, it's like it's not just about the music; it's about the performance as a whole. You know, and it's something that I think I would encourage everybody to watch live because it really is like. The live shows will just blow your mind, you know.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how he does tonight because when I saw him, he was in the Grand Social and there's no barrier in the Grand Social.
So he
was in with the crowd pacing up and down.
Oh, amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah, no, very intense, but in a great way. So your new album, Take It or Leave It, came out in February. You know, how was the recording process for it?
The recording process was really fun. We kind of like... We almost went away and did like a residential. So the way we record, we go to Veda Studios in, it's just outside of Birmingham. It's like Ulster, I think. And we record with a producer called George Perks, who funnily enough records Enter Shikari as well. So also cross-contamination there.
Yeah.
But the recording process was really, really fun. We were in there for 2 weeks and we were just doing like 12-hour days, 13-hour days, just from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. at night, and it was just like very, very intense, but it was so fun at the same time because we absolutely love working with George, and it's just, it's such a creative process because when we write in the practice room, it's like we have this idea and we think, okay, this is the song, and then we get into the studio and it sounds completely different, but it sounds more Cherim than what was originally intended. But it was, it was so fun, it was so creative.
Awesome. And you know, did you guys have fun as well?
We did, we love it. Like it's such a nice experience. Yeah, it was really, really good. Like I think it was just almost like a home away from home in a lot of ways. Like we are so lucky that like the studio that we record in Veda, like they've got a residential like on site, and it's so beautiful because you just wake up in the morning and there's like a lake, and like you have like a video of me like going down the lake. Like, do you remember?
You
the
nearly
video?
Fell. Into
I almost
the lake.
Fell in the lake.
The video that I have is you nearly falling in the
I
lake.
I did almost fall in the lake, which would have been very traumatic for everyone involved. But but it was really good fun, and we love George as well. George Perks, he produced the record, and he just makes the whole experience like really, really fun too. And it's every day is like something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was good.
Awesome. And you can all give an answer for this next question. Do you have a favourite song to play off the album live?
Ooh, that's a good one. My favourite song to play off the album at the minute is probably, it's probably Taking Up Sports. Like I just, I love like the interaction, like the Olays are fun. And like the crowd seems to like that. So I like that one for me.
You know what, it's actually so funny. I was going to choose that one as well.
Oh yes! Oh no!
Taking Up Sports is just so much fun live.
Yeah.
But I don't know, other than Taking Up Sports, I kind of like playing Alpha Beta Sigma.
That's,
I get the shout in it, which is fun. I get the shout at incels.
You
so
do, yeah.
That,
exactly.
I mean, that's a fun one to play. Like.
That's always a good vibe.
Ah, exactly.
It's so funny how like your favourites shift, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
they change.
It feels like every, not every show, but like every kind of couple of shows, you're like, oh, we got, found something really cool on that one tonight.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to like second both of those. Taking Up Sports is so much fun, and Alpha Beta Sigma as well would be my favourites.
Good picks, good picks. And again, I'll give an answer each. If you could collaborate with any musician dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, don't put me in a spot. Oh my goodness. I'm trying to think. So, do you know what? Right now, for me, I love this band so much. Like, I don't even think we're still a band, but I love Motion City Soundtrack. I always talk about this band all the time in interviews. Like, people are like, what's your favourite song? I'm like, Everything's Alright by Motion City Soundtrack. But I do, I just think it would be a really...
You have it prepped and ready.
It would just be like a really cool like pop punk collab, and I just, I love that. But yeah.
I could see it happening. You guys have like very similar vibes.
Yeah, I think so too. But yeah, I just love that band so much.
I'm gonna go so cliche, because I've been obsessed with them the past while, but and we're also supporting them tonight. I'm gonna say Enter Shikari, because I've been listening to them since I was 7 years old. Like, I remember hearing Sorry You're Not a Winner for the first time off Kerrang's Best Hits, like, that year. And like, I've sort of like dipped in and out depending on like the album that I've been like more like enthralled with. But after seeing them last night, it
we
just
lost
kinda,
our shit to that song
we,
last night.
Oh my
we
god!
Really did. It was
we
so
lost
good.
Our shit to Enter Shikari last night, and it was funny. Like Mothership when they started playing Mothership. Oh my good god!
It's
but
amazing.
I'm gonna say Enter Shikari because they have just been one of the bands that have been consistent, yeah. Like throughout my childhood and even up until now. Like from 7 years old, now I'm 24, and I've not stopped listening to them. Mm-hmm. So it's always a good sign.
That's valid.
I've just been prepping. Stuff. They're not going to play Hoodwinker. They're not going to play Johnny Sniper.
Again, this is maybe just like based on the kind of vibe that I'm into at the moment, but I would love to collab with someone like Sublime or No Doubt.
Oh, that'd be so amazing.
Yeah.
Could
it'd
you
be
imagine?
So cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
good vibe, good vibe. And you guys released a cover of Doja Cat's Boss Bitch. You know, how did you approach covering the song? And like, how did you even pick it?
So, funnily enough, we have a voice note from our manager in January. No, it was like December 2020. No, because we only started working with them in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
January 2023, maybe a couple weeks into us working with him. He sends us a voice note, and excuse my accent. He goes, I want you guys to do that song. It's like, I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. I'm a bitch on the bus and shine like gloss. Literally just that. And we were like, okay, fine. And then it all just kind of spiraled. We were like, oh my god, that's actually such a good idea. But yeah. George just like comes out with the most random stuff. This is not the same George. According to a different George, but he just comes out with like the most random shit, and then we end up making a Lethal song out of it. So yeah. But that's how it came about.
Literally, like, it took us so long to sort of work out like what kind of cover we wanted it to be as well, because like obviously like the song, like Doja Cat, like it was, you know, it's like a punchy, like, you know, she's rapping in it and she's like, it's just really fast paced and like really power poppy. And we were just like, how are we going to make this different and unique and more suited to us and how we feel at the moment? And like, that was a really cool process as well. Like, just trying to like go over like the way that we wanted it to be perceived by the fans, do you know what I mean, and by ourselves. But
first time I got to use my double kick as well. Yeah, which is great.
Exactly.
That was the real reason.
That was the real reason I was like, guys, I'm breaking out the double kick. Like, I have to make it metal.
Yeah.
The double kick helps it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't listen to Doja Cat myself personally, but I heard this cover like last week and I was like, this is an absolute banger.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, this bangs, it's so good. Yeah. So, well done, you guys, you did it really, really well.
Thank you very much.
Do you have any album releases you're looking forward to in 2024, or any that you've heard so far?
Any releases from who?
St. Vincent is putting out an album this year, I think in like April or May, and the first single just came out last week, so I'm buzzing for that. Who else is putting out an album this year?
Who have I put on my Spotify? I just download random songs and I love this band.
Has already been like so many good albums this year. Like New Dad put out an album, they're a band, they're Irish.
Yeah.
I don't think they're from Dublin, but I can't remember where they're from.
They're from Galway.
Called Madra. It's amazing.
It's incredible. Sorry, I'm like looking down my Spotify here to see what.
It's all good, don't worry.
Mine's is probably Charlie Bliss. They haven't announced that they're releasing new music, but well, they have, they've put out like the first single, but like I've been obsessed with that band, like I love them so much, like they're just just so great, and like, they've released like the first single, I think, off the new record. It was announced for 2023, but the album didn't come out in 2023, so I assume that they've maybe pushed it back, but I'm excited for that.
They're sitting on it,
it's there, but yeah.
Okay, so mine's is so out of pocket, but
Taylor Swift?
No, it's Russian death metal.
it's usually one or the other. Way.
I know, it's always like Ariana Grande or like Slaughter to Prevail.
I know,
but there's a band that I'm really into. They are a Russian death metal band, and they're called Slaughter to Prevail. And
Alex the Terrible.
Yes, so they've been releasing singles like Viking and Conflict recently. So I'm hoping that they're going to announce an album with it. Because I absolutely loved their first album, Made in Russia. It wasn't even the first album, it was the first album I heard, and it was this year, and it was January last year I first heard of them, and then ever since they've been releasing singles, 1984, all that sort of stuff, so I'm really, really excited to see if they're going to announce another album along with all of these singles.
Come on, Alex, you heard it here.
You heard it here first.
And we're on our last question. Do you have any advice for anyone wanting to start a band in 2024?
There's always different pieces of advice that we tend to give people. I think one of the most important things, I think, is like if you live in a small town like we do, it's just you have to put the whole like embarrassing bit of like sharing your music with people aside. Like, do not be embarrassed about it. It's one of them things where it's just like you have to go and put yourself out there, as scary as it is and as intimidating as it is, especially if you're somewhere where there's already a scene. The people in that scene will be more than supportive. They will never put you down for what you put out. Instead, they'll come along and be like, oh my god, I love this, have you ever tried this approach? And it's very, very supportive. But it's sort of, when you're starting out, it can be very, you never know what direction to look in.
Yeah.
But you will find your feet as soon as you start essentially like playing gigs or even releasing. It's like you will find your spot in that scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a That's really good. Yeah, just like, don't be embarrassed.
Yeah.
as hard as it is.
Yeah. Like, you can do so much prep and practice, and all of it could go out the window as soon as you step on that stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So true. So true. Aye.
Just on that, like,
I don't know. It's really funny. Like, I think, like, confidence, like, just brings so much. Like, and I also think that as women, like, a lot of the time, it's very possible, and it's just very common for us to put ourselves down. Like, people say that, like, a man will go into a job interview or whatever and have, like, 2 out of 5 qualifications needed to do the job, and he will be like, yeah, I can do this, I'm gonna do it.
How hard can it be?
Exactly. The woman will go into that same situation, she'll have 5 out of 5 qualifications, and she'll be like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that it's very easy to get in your head and have, like, that kind of imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
But just having that confidence is really, really important. Mm-hmm. That, like, it's more than possible. Like, it's literally, you have to fake it till you make it.
It's not a skill issue. It is a confidence thing.
It's a confidence thing. Yeah.
What about you?
Both of what you have said is very accurate. I think, like, ask people questions, and, like, even if you think it's a stupid question, like, you have to ask things to find out, and 9 out of 10 times people are going to want to help you. Don't rush into playing a gig would be my advice. Like, spend your time practicing and getting a really solid set. I think, like, you have this, like, panic that, like, you have to do things on a certain timeline, and I think if you, like, take your time and be really thoughtful about how you want to come across on stage and in a gig and how you want your set to sound, I think take your time would be my advice with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah,
there's definitely a video out there somewhere else, like, playing, like, one of our first gigs, and it was like,
somebody did like a live stream, and that's on the internet forever. Yeah. It was like our first ever gig.
You have to be amazing coming out, but I would just something I've learned is, like, don't feel like you're under anyone else's pressure. Yeah. Like,
another thing, like, is don't be afraid to network. I think we find it very, like, we have different experiences in this, because you're an extrovert, you love talking to people, whereas I need like 5 hours to recharge my social battery.
You need like 3 to 5 working days.
I need 3 to 5 working days to actually get up to, like, my social battery needs time to recharge.
Yeah.
So as, like, somebody who's an introvert, it's very hard to network sometimes. Like, I'll get a burst of energy and I'm like, I want to network with everybody, and then for the rest of the night I'm like, Hannah, you do the work. I can't do this anymore.
But I also think that, like, being in a band with people where there's that balance as well is really, really helpful, because, like, I think that all of those qualities are really, really important, and, like, different people gravitate towards different people that are like them and things like that. So I think the fact that we are all so different and so I don't know, the way that, like,
we
our brains work
is
we balance each other out, and it's really, I think that's really good.
What you need, man. Like, if you, let's just say, if Metallica were all like-minded people, I think it'd be pretty boring.
Jesus, I would like to think that we get on a bit better than they do. Anyway, for fuck's sake.
What are you on about? Me and you's gonna turn on the James Hetfield, and that's all like in 10 years.
Let's some kind of Monster Part 2 Irish edition.
I'm gonna be playing a snare that sounds like a fucking beer barrel, and it's gonna be screaming on your face. Some kind of monster all over again.
Yeah, no. Some kind of Monster Part 2. Love it.
Exactly, yeah.
It's funny.
That's a really, really, really good advice. You know, guys, thank you so much for taking the time sitting down with me.
Thank you very much for doing this with us.
Thank you, Lily.
Yeah, no problem. And Take It or Leave It is out now.
Woo!
Yeehaw!
savior. I'm opening my eyes to